Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. We're live from the TireRight.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. We're also brought to you by Big George Foreman, the movie about the unbelievable true story of how George Foreman went from winning the Olympic gold medal and the heavyweight championship to retiring and then returning to the ring 10 years later and ultimately winning the heavyweight championship for a second straight time. It is now exclusively in movie theaters. Get your tickets now. It's rated PG-13. All right, Rob, let's get back to the NFL and get back to the draft to some degree. And we saw, it's not historic, it's not a big deal at this point anymore when a black quarterback is drafted number one. We know for up until a few, 15 years or so ago, it was not only you didn't have black quarterbacks drafted number one, you didn't really have many at all in the league. It was still very much against having black quarterbacks. I don't care what they say. It was clearly against black quarterbacks having playing that position. And you had the first three quarterbacks, Bryce Young, of course, C.J. Stroud, Young to Carolina, Stroud to Houston, and then number four, Anthony Richardson to Indianapolis. And Rob, I did a little quick count. And Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong. I think 14 of the 32 starting quarterbacks this season. And I'm counting Richardson, even if he's not the starter, he's obviously the future. At least going to get a shot to be the future in Indianapolis. But 14 of the 32 are African Americans. I don't think I counted Tua, so that would be 15 of the 32 are of color. And you got a major statement you want to make.
Chris, don't fall out of your chair, okay? Be ready for this, because I'm serious. After watching the draft and seeing what's taking place in the NFL, Chris, the white quarterback is becoming extinct in the NFL. And I say that for a lot of reasons. Matter of fact, Will Levis last night, Chris, he should have wore a purple suit. Because he was Barney, the dinosaur. And that's what's happening. Like, we're watching this before our eyes, okay? The top three quarterbacks in the first round, black. We already know, Chris, when you talk about the pay scale on black quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, the highest paid as far as total money. And then the five highest paid quarterbacks in guaranteed money, Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, and Russell Wilson.
Right.
And then next year, the top quarterback prospect, Caleb Williams at USC.
Right.
And Chris, I'm dead serious when I talk about this. This reminds me, and you'll remember this, when Jimmy the Greek Schneider was fired from CBS.
Right.
Part of his conversation and rant about the black athlete,
which
and
people
Chris, he
who
went
don't
back.
Remember, they only remember him talking about blacks being bred
right
to be athletes during slavery, be bigger, stronger, to, you know, work in the fields and all that.
But you know, remember what he said? You know what I'm gonna say, right?
Yeah.
You remember what he said?
Yep.
He said, "If black guys keep playing quarterback, there won't be any jobs for us." Am I right or wrong?
You're wrong. You're right and wrong. You're right in that. On the field, they're thinning out, but that's why they not letting us up in the front office and in the coaching staff.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
But that's part of what he did say about
being a quarterback. Here's right. The other one, Chris. Are you ready? This is a vast wasteland of white quarterbacks taken in the first round in the last 10 drafts. Blake Bortles out of the league. Johnny Manziel out of the league. Carson Wentz, a journeyman. Paxton Lynch, Chris, out of the league. Jared Goff got traded. Mitch Trubisky, a bust. Baker Mayfield, a bust. Sam Darnold, a bust. Josh Rosen, out of the league. Zach Wilson, a bust. Mac Jones, benched last year. And two to be determined is a couple guys, Daniel Jones and Kenny Pickett, okay? Now, have there been some hits? Yes, they have. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, and Justin Herbert. Okay, those are hits. I'm just saying, and giving my thing. I'm not going to act like they don't exist. This isn't Moneyball, Chris, where they ignore the players on the A's and talk about, you know, Moneyball and how they used analytics to win and didn't mention the great players. But my point is, this is a stunning turn of events on where we are now in the NFL. And I know that, like you said, there have been black quarterbacks. They've won Super Bowls. This is not the novelty anymore. But the numbers are staggering.
Stunned?
Yeah, I am. I am surprised.
I'm not stunned.
I'm surprised that where the NFL's gone and how many of these other guys haven't panned out and have been bad. Like, I read this list, it's an incredible list.
Well, I'm not stunned because I've said this going almost a decade back, not quite a decade. I've said that in about 10 years, half of the starting quarterbacks in the league will be black. Because, number one, you began to see blacks get the opportunity and obviously shine at the quarterback position. And then when you look at the college landscape, so many of the leading quarterbacks were African Americans. And so it was like where the pipeline is becoming more and more black. So I could see this coming. And you want it to be a meritocracy where the best man wins the job, whether he's black, white, whatever. And so you're seeing that. And, you know, this is where it's at right now. Now, you said it. There, some of the top, not just white quarterbacks surviving. Joe Burrow's probably the second best quarterback in the league behind Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen's probably third best. All right, Trevor Lawrence had a great year and probably will become a star. And Justin Herbert is there too. So it's not like there aren't some great white quarterbacks. And it's not like there haven't been some African-American busts too. You know, Keeley Smith, that was going way back. But Dante Culpepper, who had a nice little cup of coffee, right? It was a nice, sweet cup of coffee for a few years. But then Jamarcus Russell, you know, Dwayne Haskins, rest in peace. I mean, obviously that ended very tragically, but he wasn't panning out as a player. Cardale Jones, we talked about him, Ohio State. So it's not just white quarterbacks who are being taken high and being bust. There are some African-Americans too. But that's part of progress, Rob, in this country when we've looked at things racially. It is African-Americans getting a chance to fail. It's not like, oh, only the super Negroes, the ones who are head and shoulders above everybody else, get to play or get to play that position or coach or whatever. It's just average ones or bad ones by that standard that fail. That's when you know you've reached fairness, when black, white, or Hispanic, whatever color, you get a chance and you succeed or you fail. But you know what's interesting too with this, Rob, is that even as you do obviously see African-Americans, you know, playing the quarterback and playing it well, I don't think you mean extinct, like there's not going to be any white quarterbacks, but obviously the numbers are changing. But some other positions, tight end has become a white position for the most part. I have no idea why. Because you think about back in the day, you had Ozzie Newsome and Kellen Winslow.
One of the all-time great tight ends.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you had some awesome African-Americans. Shannon Sharp, our colleague. And now it has become a largely white position where the best tight ends, and most of them, best or not, are white. And you're also seeing, I know it's just one, Christian McCaffrey has become, you know, he's one of the best running backs in the league. He'd have an argument for the best if he could stay healthy. Cooper Kupp, you know, after what, 2 years ago, some people thought he was the best receiver in the league. He's white. So I think what this is going to, it's just like you see in basketball, it's forcing, you know, white quarterbacks are going to have to be more mobile, a la Josh Allen. Daniel Jones, now he's not great, but he's mobile. And he, you know, we'll see what he becomes under Brian Daboll. But, you know, I think it's going to force them to have to be mobile and be better and step up.
But see, here's the thing. And I think what happens is, you know this, all these leagues are copycat leagues. And you would think in what the NFL's turned into, which is a passing league, and that was always the thing when they were passing up the Charlie Wards and all the black quarterbacks who are doing what they're doing now, Chris, who could also run and throw.
Right.
And you know, like, they passed those guys up. They wouldn't even draft a Charlie Ward. Go look. He won the Heisman. Played major college football.
Yeah. Tony Dungy has told us he could have been Peyton Manning.
Exactly.
I don't necessarily believe that, but that's what Tony Dungy says.
But that's his call, right.
The game.
And the thing is, Chris, he wasn't even drafted.
Right.
And now we're in a draft where the top three out of four players drafted are black quarterbacks. Like, this is where we are in the NFL. And that's why I'm saying, you would think they would be looking for your more traditional quarterback. It's a passing league. You just want a guy.
Well, you got to be mobile.
But it's changed because of defenses and what they can do, right? And you have to be able to move around. That's why I'm saying, like, this was so. And then we saw it in the Super Bowl, of course. First time two black quarterbacks ever faced off against each other. There are all these signs moving one way to me. And that's why I'm saying, after last night, I'm starting
so
to say.
So last night was your eye opener?
Yeah, just
I didn't think last night was a big deal.
No, last night, and then, you know, coupled with the Super Bowl, and then coupled with these contracts and the guys who are being paid now in the NFL. And we know it's all a timing thing, and Joe Burrow's going to get paid soon, and those guys as well.
They're going to become the top two.
You know what I mean? They're going to get paid too. But I'm just looking at this as you go forward and see, because Caleb Williams,
yeah, USC.
It's probably going to be the first pick next year, Chris. So here comes another guy. I don't know who else is on the horizon, but I just wonder, are white quarterbacks becoming extinct? I think they are. I think that they're going to look at
extinct's too strong. Because it's not like Joe Burrow and Josh Allen and Justin Herbert are old.
No, becoming as we go forward, because you gave the numbers on how many you thought, you said 10 years ago, you thought half of the quarterbacks were going to be black. And you're almost there.
Yeah.
And I don't know, 10 years from now, will it be two-thirds, Chris? Like, as time goes on. So I don't know. And you talk about the college football, black guys have always played college football, Chris. They just never got drafted in the NFL. There have always been black quarterbacks, even at all-white schools.
And they're also throwing it more, though. Because back in the day, not that there weren't guys that could throw, like you mentioned Charlie Ward and some others, Warren Moon, he didn't get the shot right away. But a lot were running quarterbacks. Now you're getting either a mix, guys that run and pass, or some that are just straight-up passers. C.J. Stroud was a straight-up passer. You know, so, all right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you agree that white quarterbacks are going extinct in the NFL? We will continue the conversation with you next. It is Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at HomeDepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And tonight, there's an unbelievable true story playing about how George Foreman went from winning the Olympic gold to winning the heavyweight championship to retiring to returning to the ring 10 years later and doing it all over again, winning another belt. Big George Foreman, it's the movie, and it's out now exclusively in movie theaters starting tonight. Get your tickets now, rated PG-13, 877-99 on Fox. Rob says white quarterbacks in the NFL are becoming extinct. Agree or disagree?
All right, let's kick it off with B in Chicago. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
Fellas.
What up?
Hey, man. Okay, I'm a big football fan. I grew up watching Walter Payton. And, let me ask you guys a question. Why in the 1920s, the NFL would be over 100 years old and started in the 1920s. Why did they make up the color line?
Initially blacks were playing, and then they banned them in the 30s.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Racism. Period.
Okay.
It wasn't just football. It was all over the country.
Right.
Exactly. But specifically in sports, why did they create the color line for black players?
Oh, you mean like when they kept black players out of the...
I hear you, but you got to understand racism. They used to think blacks couldn't be as good of athletes as white.
And couldn't play quarterback, Chris.
We couldn't play... Well, beyond that, if you go back into the late 19th century... The talk was that African Americans couldn't handle the pressure that comes with playing sports. Yeah, they
couldn't
were big
think
and strong.
On their feet.
Couldn't think on their feet. Couldn't be clutch. Couldn't, you know, like you said, think and play at the same time. I mean, all these rumors and stereotypes that were just utterly ridiculous. Rob, you know this. Jockeying. Almost all the jockeys used to be in horse racing, used to be black.
That's why you see the lawn jockeys are usually black people. Yep. No doubt about it. Let's go to Mark. Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What up, man?
What's happening, guys? If you're going to go back that far, remember we were only considered three-quarters of a human being.
Three-fifths.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. On this one, Rob, I don't think they're going to get extinct. I think what'll happen is they're going to start to find more mobile, athletic, white quarterbacks like Josh Allen and Daniel Jones, because they got to be able to get away from these pass rushers that are about to kill them. And the other thing that has happened is you notice the increase in black quarterbacks who are able to run is coinciding with the NFL fading out the running backs. So it's economic, too.
That's a good point. That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's
but
very
you're not,
interesting.
Yeah,
but running, but that's a, I hadn't thought about that with the running. Back.
I hear you, but it's not like they've eliminated.
That's not
that
race based at all. But that's right. Just
I mean your point that you're making, but I just wonder how many Josh Allens and Daniel Jones really are out there. I mean, I get a couple of them, but I'm telling you, more
quarterbacks are going to
look like. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You will have some really good white ones.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's squeeze one more in, Chris, on this. Aaron in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Aaron?
My uncle's from another mother. My brother's across the board. How we doing tonight?
What up,
What's
man?
Up?
How you doing?
Good. I don't think they'll go extinct. The thing is like you guys mentioned, you know, the primarily owners of the league and the league are white, and I don't think they're going to let that happen. But what you do see now,
I disagree with that, because most of the white owners in the NBA used to be 100% white. Okay, so I don't agree with that.
I'm just saying
that at some point, Chris, if you got a team,
you're gonna have to win.
No, you want to win.
I just don't think
they're gonna sit there and go, "I'm gonna take a bad white quarterback."
No, because I'm a white owner
and I don't want to have. I just don't believe that.
That's why you see the black quarterbacks now, because it's like we just got to win. We can't worry about what color somebody is.
Aaron, are you there? Or are you going?
Yeah, that's true. But what I do say, I agree with y'all. The best man is getting a chance, and that's what's most important in all of this.
Right.
Y'all have a good night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's the truth. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob here, live in the TireRack.com studios. The Lakers playing tonight in not quite fully technically a must-win, but kind of, sort of, a must-win. We'll get to that next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Fox Sports Radio's 2023 draft coverage is presented by Chalk, CHOQ.com, the reigning champion in natural men's health. Level up, guys, your strength, your energy, and your focus at CHOQ.com. Use code DRAFT for 35% off any subscription for life. That's right. Your entire life, you get 35% off when you go to chalk.com and use the code word draft. All right, Rob, I said it. The Lakers tonight against Memphis. I originally picked Memphis in six. I think we both did.
Yep.
Picked them in six. It is hard for me, we've seen it for the last 20 years. It's hard for me to imagine a team, particularly a young team, beating LeBron James three straight games in the playoffs. But I think if the Grizzlies win tonight, Rob, they got a great chance of doing it. And so I think, like a lot of people are saying, I won't go. It's not full must win, but they need to get this thing done tonight. And the main reason I think that, Rob, obviously they would be at home, Memphis would be at home for game seven. But beyond that, Rob, I think LeBron James is spent. I think he's gassed. I think he's worn out. Game four, he looked worn out. He paced himself smartly, but he had to. And he found a way, and all credit to him, he found a way late in that game to deliver a victory. And I thought he came out in game five and tried. He tried to put it away, but was 1-for-5 in the first quarter, 1-for-4 in the second quarter. He was, and had 5 turnovers in the first half. He didn't have it. He did not have his legs. He was 1-for-9 or something like that from 3. He looks worn down. This every other day schedule has really, I think, from the outside looking in, it looks like it's taking a toll on the 38-year-old LeBron, who's in his 20th season. And game seven, if they don't win tonight, game seven is on one day's rest. And the travel is far, right? Memphis to L.A., that's a long trip. And so beyond just all the momentum being with Memphis if they win tonight and they're at home, I just think LeBron – I don't know what he's going to have left in the game seven. Now, again, he's all-time great. Maybe he'll summon something. But it's hard. He just looks like he's worn down physically.
And remember, he had an injury coming in too, Chris. I mean, he wasn't 100% to start, right? He had was battling.
He's played.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
Tonight. I'm not. I don't
yeah, but I'm just saying, but he came in. When you add all those things together and the 20 years and all the time and energy's put in, it is. And now you're asking yourself, without having significant rest and the way that he played the last game, it's going to be interesting. This is a huge game to me because I'm with you. I do believe if Memphis wins tonight, they win game seven. They really do. And I don't know. The last game I thought was important for the Lakers to just try to get it over with, you know, and put them out. Go for it, Chris, yep. So that you wouldn't be in this situation.
Right. Well, Rob, reports are out that LeBron, this is what you call a game face. He showed up at the arena more than 5 hours before tip-off to get shots up. So he knows, like the rest of us, this is a huge game. And Rob, it also, the thing for LeBron, again, we're talking about his age, 38, 20th year. I don't know, but this might be his last shot. Anthony Davis is always banged up. He's healthy right now. LeBron's 38 and been banged up the last several years. He's healthy right now. The supporting cast is good. Like this, and Rob, we've talked about it. Look at all the injuries. The Clippers have owned the Lakers. You ain't got to worry about them, not just because they got beat. Heck, they probably would have won had they been healthy as against Phoenix.
Right.
Phoenix is still finding itself. Who are we? Let's figure out how we can play together. Denver's not scary. They got one superstar. Golden State is as old as the Lakers. I mean, they look good, but they're old too. And so it's there. This might be the last, maybe, you know how it said, the last best chance for LeBron. And I think he knows that. That's probably why he showed up 5 hours early. But, it's going to be Rob. And here's the thing, and Rob G told me this earlier. You might want to double check it, Rob, or let me know if it's definitely the case. The next round, Rob, is likely to be, or it will be, every other day. I don't know. I mean, I just think that's, it ain't just LeBron. Anybody 38, 20th year, that's going to take a toll. And we haven't seen anybody play this well at this stage of their career. But Rob, you see a marked difference between LeBron in the first few games of the series when he had rest and these last few when it was on one day's rest.
And it's huge. And now, like you say, the way that the schedule sets up, it's not in the favor of the Lakers with the older player. I mean, it is going to probably determine what happens here, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, it could factor in. That's not to take anything away from Memphis, and they had really good season. But I'm just saying, you might not be getting your best LeBron. And I hope he didn't come too early. You know what I mean? That's the other thing. Did he come too early? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you don't want to come too early, Chris, and sit around.
Well, sometimes you think too much. I do think LeBron's been around the block enough, and he had that issue
from the Fox Sports
earlier, you know, when, I mean, the Dallas thing was clearly him just getting in his own head. So I don't think he'll get there, but that's, you know, it's interesting. You break your routine. You know, and so that shows that you're concerned. But this is Rob. And here's the thing. I think Memphis, the Lakers were already at a major deficit athletically. And they got some athletes. Jared Vanderbilt, Dennis Schroeder's really been playing good defense earlier in the series, especially when he wasn't as worn down. But Ja looks like he is refreshed, Rob.
Yeah.
Desmond Bane, and he doesn't shoot it like one of the Splash Brothers. He's a good shooter, but not like them. But I don't know. He reminds me of Klay Thompson a little bit. You know, he's not a little slightly different games, but just, I don't know, maybe a guy that nobody expected that much from, a guy that's not, you know, freakishly athletic, but gets it done. And he's playing well. And then you got Jaren Jackson Jr. Rob G, you have the schedule for the second round?
Playoffs? Yes, sir. According to Fox Sports Radio NBA insider Mark Medina for Memphis Grizzlies, Lakers, and Kings Warriors, if these series both end in six, game one starts on Sunday. They will play alternating days the rest of the way. If either games go to game seven, they will start playing on Tuesday, but again, one day off.
Right.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 of May.
Wow.
The only thing that would benefit the, well, not benefit, but save the Lakers, if you will, is if they play Golden State, Rob, it's not that far of a trip, you know? But
right, right. Whew, it's still in California, still. Right.
The every but, other but day, man, it's real. Father time is real, all right?
I know. I wake up every day moving around, trying to move around.
Well, Chris, can I peel the curtain back real quick? Speaking of that, Rob Parker texted me this afternoon. This is a true story.
Uh-oh.
I'm sitting on my couch.
Find his dentures?
Preparing for the radio show. Rob Parker hits me up. Yo, what time is it in L.A.? I'm in Dallas. My time is all screwed up.
I didn't know what time it was.
If that's not an old man age. Moment,
that,
I don't know what is.
Rob Parker.
I didn't know. I was goodness. Like trying to figure out exactly what time. Is it 2 hours between Texas and California? Is it 1 hour?
I think Dallas is on Central Time, correct?
So Rob G gave.
So
right now,
Rob, is 7:40 there.
Yeah, 7:41.
Yeah,
you're on
Central Time.
But I wasn't sure if it was 2 hours or 1 hour. I didn't want to miss the show.
I don't know if that's age or...
Not being smart? What are you trying to say?
I thought it was a joke at first, so I didn't reply right away. Then
right,
I waited. I'm like, no,
nah,
it's 1:40.
I'm going to hit you again. Like, yo, I'm serious. Am I missing the show?
and the only thing worse today was I come down from my lift to go to the airport, to go to LaGuardia. I put my bags in the car. And I tell the guy, the driver, I'm going to get my receipt, you know, my checkout from the hotel. The dude takes off and heads to the airport without me.
Not with your luggage.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, he says that he thought I said.
Did he come back?
It was a delivery. I called him in a panic. I'm like, dude, where are you? He's like, I'm on my way to the airport. I thought this was a delivery. With my luggage to LaGuardia?
Wow.
Dude, I was irate.
How far, how long had he been gone?
10 minutes. I turned my back.
Wow.
And he was like, I don't know. It took 10 minutes to get back to me. So he was on his way to the airport. Wow. How do you go to the airport without somebody in the car with my bag?
That might be the answer to this next segment on Shop Talk. That's next. Keep it locked. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at HomeDepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
It's the iCouple, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, ATV, boat, and more. All your protection in one place is wonderful. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Also brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. At the end of your first year, Discover automatically doubles all the cash back that you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio segment. We discuss some damn outside of the world of sports, and we're cheating this week because this week's topic does come to us from the world of sports. As you guys talked about at the beginning of the show, Will Levis looked absolutely beside himself last night when he didn't get drafted in the first round of the draft, and he looked flat out embarrassed. Everybody was talking about it on TV and radio, including this show. So it got me thinking, what is your most embarrassing workplace moment? Rob Parker, you've had 47 jobs. We'll start with you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Almost. Right?
No, that the number is right, Chris. You know that number is right. I've worked for everybody.
47?
I've worked. Close. I think I've had like 40 jobs.
Because just a few years ago, you said 35.
Right. I would say 40. And now, you know, MLB Network and a couple other things that I'm doing. Let's see. Most embarrassing. It's a good question. I would say, you got something, Chris? Because I got one.
Yeah, right. But go ahead.
I think mine was when I come to Detroit as a columnist, Chris, and the Knicks are come to Detroit to play, and you know, knew all the New York writers and whatnot. Right. So, you know, like they were coming to town, and then there's a story in the paper, an actual story, how I got suspended from the show.
When was this?
This was in like 1994 or 1994. So all the New York writers are in town, and the story in the paper is that Rob's got suspended for something he said on the air. So I was embarrassed because they were like, you know what I mean? Like all the New Yorkers are in town, all the people I knew. And the thing that they have to read in the paper is that I got suspended for saying something crazy on the radio.
Wow.
I was embarrassed by that.
For me, it happened really before my, I guess, real career started. It was when I was an intern. It was the summer before my senior year of college. And Oberlin was a liberal arts school, so I majored in English. They didn't have a journalism department.
Right.
So I hadn't had a lot of experience. Uh-oh. And so they handed me the Radio Shack computer. You remember those? The precursor,
right,
to the laptop.
Yeah.
Where you could see about 8 lines of your print. I had never seen one. They sent me out to cover a minor league baseball game, the Canton Akron. I can't remember their team name, but the Canton Akron somethings. And I was with Elton. You know Elton Alexander? Right.
Yep.
I was with him. He was the writer. He was writing a story for the game and the paper. I was writing a story for the assistant editor to see what I could do.
Right.
And so I wrote the story, went in. It was a Friday. So that Monday I went into the editor's office. He wanted to see me. And Rob, he ripped me to shreds.
Wow.
and about my story. He was yelling. All the newsroom and all the sports room, you know, sports desk.
We're looking at right.
They could hear it. The door was closed, but they could hear it. And he's yelling at me. And going through my head is like, you know, you think like your whole family, your mom, your dad, your grandma, they were so proud of you getting this internship. And I'm like, man, I'm failing miserably.
Right.
You know, and I really had to man up. You really had to be like, man, I'm just not gonna be able to do it, or I gotta man up and do a better job. And obviously that's what I did the rest of that summer. But that, and then I walked out and all the newsrooms saw it. And they were cool. They were, hey man, don't worry about it. You know, he does that there, but whatever. But it ripped me to shreds, man.
Wow. Rob Lee, G, quickly,
Lee,
you got something?
I can't remember his last name.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I told you guys the story before. When I was producing Ben Maller's show in the overnights, he asked me to reset the Wi-Fi for his laptop, and I shut down the Fox Sports Radio network for over 3 minutes. And we found out at that time.
You still here?
Yes, we found out. We found out at that time that the audio that they played in the upstairs to fill the dead air was a Steve DeSager March Madness update from like 5 years before that.
Wow,
which was nice.
Wow, hey, it happens to the best of us. It happens to the best of us. So, all right, it is the Odd Couple here on the Funky Flashback Friday. We got 1 hour left, so keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app, SiriusXM 83.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.